A team of Japanese and UK researchers is predicting that global warming will lead to more frequent major floods in many parts of the world, including in Australia. Based on 11 global climate models, the team found the areas most at risk are Southeast Asia, India, Eastern Africa, and the Northern Andes in South America. More than two dozen major international river basins, including the Murray-Darling, are expected to have increased flooding by the end of the century, as Alison Caldwell reports.
Until now, scientists have had little confidence about how global warming would affect flooding due to limited evidence. Few studies have used multiple models for their projections, and none has estimated flood risk in a warmer future climate. But now researchers from the University of Tokyo in Japan have done just that, presenting global flood risk for the end of this century based on the outputs from 11 climate models. The team predicts a large increase in flood frequency in parts of Asia, Africa, and South America. It forecasts more moderate increases in northern Australia and Tasmania. In certain areas, they predict flood frequency will decrease, including eastern and northern Europe and central North America. Professor Tim Flannery is Australia's Climate Commissioner.
Like all science, or the better science anyway, it represents a step forward. It's by no means a complete in terms of giving us the full picture, but it does give us a better understanding of flooding, particularly on major river systems, so some of the world's larger river systems, and give us some sense of increasing human vulnerability to flooding and how that will change as the planet warms.
The researchers also studied the likely frequency of floods in 29 major international river basins, including the Murray-Darling. Almost all of them are expected to have increased flooding by the end of the century. The team predicts that the 20th century 100-year flood event will occur instead about every 10 to 50 years in many of these rivers by the end of this century. Professor Tim Flannery once again.
That is if we take the worst-case scenario, in effect, if humans don't act to reduce the greenhouse gas emissions that are causing this problem. We'll see an increase in flooding frequency. We'll see the number of people exposed to flooding go up somewhere between fourfold and 17-fold. So there's just a lot more people are going to be exposed to the dangers of flooding. But as I say, that's a worst-case scenario, and that's the overall picture. But if you look at the detail, you see that some river basins are, the study suggests, are going to be prone to much more frequent and heavier flooding. Other river systems will have less flooding. So if you look at the map for Australia, for example, you see there's an increase in the incidence of flooding across northern Australia and eastern Australia, but some parts of the Murray-Darling Basin and in the southwest of Western Australia are projected to have less flooding.
If average global temperatures rise by 2 degrees, the research team found that 27 million people would be exposed to flooding based on 2005 populations. If temperatures rose by 4 degrees, they predict flood exposure would affect 62 million people and 93 million people if temperatures rose by 6 degrees. Professor Tim Flannery once again.
At 6 degrees of warming, flooding is just one of many factors we'd be looking at because, you know, there'll be simultaneous changes in terms of sea level rise, heat waves, extreme weather events of all sorts, a dramatic reorganisation of Earth's climate system that will really put pressure on food and water supplies. So, sure, flooding is important, and 93 million people, you know, subject to floods will obviously be a huge burden for governments and for individuals. But it'll just be one of the many factors that'll affect us if we let that happen.
Published in Nature Climate Change this week, the study recommends major attention be paid to lower latitude countries where flood frequency and population are both projected to increase.
Alison Caldwell reporting.